This is WCWP, Brookville, public radio that rocks. From the North Shore of Nassau, 88.1 FM, and beyond, WCWP.org.
Welcome to Instrumental Invasion. Here's your host, Mike Shimeri.
All aboard for Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri, where the first stop is Night Train by the dynamic duo of Jimmy Smith and Wes Montgomery.
Hi, I'm Game Dave, busy getting digitally distracted, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Game Dave knows, and I know, and now you'll know, that Sister Marion by T-Square inspired video game composer slash sound designer Koji Kondo to write the Super Mario Brothers Overworld theme. That's what we heard, Sister Marion, from Adventures in 1984, when T-Square was still the Square. T-Square and Cassiopeia have inspired much video game music through the years. Some members even recorded music for games. Sister Marion was written by the Square founder, Masahiro Ando, who previously wrote Japanese Soul Brothers for the group. Ando-san played acoustic and electric guitar on Sister Marion, Takeshi Ito on alto sax, Hirotaka Izumi on piano and synthesizers, Toyoyuki Tanaka on bass, and Toru Hasebe on drums. Before Sister Marion, Dan Siegel ate in motion with Eat and Run from Oasis in 1981. That rhymes, but you could barely hear it from the way I said it. Actually, I barely heard Dan on his composition, Eat and Run. It sounded like he was on Rhodes piano, but that might have been Richard Smith on guitar. Rob Thomas was on violin and bass, the electric kind, as was Richard's guitar, with Carlton Jackson on drums. The set began on a train as Jimmy Smith and Wes Montgomery covered Jimmy Forrest's Night Train on Jimmy and Wes, the dynamic duo, in 1966, a record recorded at Van Gelder Studio in Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey. Long story short, that's The Blues Old Man by Duke Ellington's sideman Johnny Hodges. Alto sax, like Takeshi Ito, begat Happy-Go-Lucky Local by Ellington, which led to Night Train by Jimmy Forrest, another Ellington band member. Tenor was his saxophone variant. Night Train went from concept in 40 to reality in 51 and is compositionally credited to Jimmy Forrest and Oscar Washington. Lyrics followed in 52 by Lewis P. Simpkins. The Jimmy Smith and Wes Montgomery version was arranged and conducted by Oliver Nelson. Jimmy played Hammond organ, Wes was on electric guitar, Richard Davis on bass, the acoustic kind, Grady Tate on drums, and these horn players. Saxophonists Bob Ashton, Danny Bank, Jerry Dodgian, Jerome Richardson, and Phil Woods, synonym for Forrest if you drop an R. Clark Terry, a.k.a. C.T., played trumpet and flugelhorn with Ernie Royal, Jimmy Maxwell, and Joe Newman on trumpet only. Tony Studd was on bass trombone with Melba Liston, Jimmy Cleveland, and Quentin Jackson on regular trombone. Another Van Gelder studio recording by another guitarist, George Benson, awaits us in the next segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
What this world needs is a few more rednecks.
And WCWP.org.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
Cassiopeia has the third song this segment, but in the vein of Eat and Run by Dan Siegel, here's Footin' It by George Benson.
Hi, I'm WCWP alum John Zoney, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, John Zoney. The Eyes had it for Cassiopeia, Eyes of the Mind, from Makeup City in 1980, where it was erroneously known as Eyes of Mind, no the. They'd make up for that mistake a year later when it served as the title track to their next album, Eyes of the Mind. Issei Noro was the visionary who composed Eyes of the Mind and played guitar on it. Minoru Mukaiya was on Rhodes and half a dozen synthesizers, two by Yamaha, with Tetsuo Sakurai on bass and Akira Jimbo on drums and percussion. For reasons that will make sense later, I'll note Makeup City was recorded at Studio A in Shibaura, Minato, Tokyo, Japan. And while I'm at it, the Square recorded Adventures at CBS Sony Shinanomachi Studio in the Shinanomachi portion of Shinjuku, Tokyo. Furthermore, it slipped my mind that I played Dan Siegel's Eat and Run a week after Hit and Run by The Square. Before Eyes of the Mind by Cassiopeia, violinist Jean-Luc Ponty asked his compositional question, is once enough? Sure. The first track on Aurora in 1976. Jean-Luc played the Violectra, an electric violin produced by Barkus Berry, back then anyway. Now the name applies to electric violins custom made by David Bruce Johnson in the UK. Jean-Luc's Barkus Berry Violectra was accompanied by Patrice Rushen on Rhodes, Daryl Sturmer on guitar, Tom Fowler on bass, and Norman Fearington on drums. Jean-Luc, Daryl, and Tom were bandmates in Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention. George Benson started the set back at Van Gelder's studio in North Jersey. Footnote was the song from Shape of Things to Come in 1968, written by George on guitar with the late Don Sobeski, who arranged and conducted all tracks on Shape of Things. Richard Davis was back on acoustic bass, Charles Covington on organ, presumably Hammond again, Idris Mohammed on drums, still going by Leo Morris, Johnny Pacheco on conga, Jack Jennings on vibraphone and all other percussion, Bernard Eichen and Charles LeBove on acoustic violin, Dave Mankiewicz on viola, George Marge and Romeo Penke, each on flute and cello, George Ricci just on cello, Stanley Webb just on flute, and Marvin Stamm on piccolo. Speaking of footnote, we'll hear a cut from Jeff Kashua's Walk a Mile CD next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
June 21st is the official start of summer, but I want us to get an early start with some great summer music. Hi, this is John Cummins. I thought we could have some fun kind of soaking up the summer sounds. I'd like you to join me for the Rock Show Tuesday night, June 6th from 7 to 9 p.m., celebrating summer sounds right here on WCWP 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Can't put down that favorite book of yours?
.org.
Hi, this is saxophonist Jeff Kashua. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Jeff's song from Walk a Mile is Saratoga, for the one in California, not Saratoga Springs, New York. Saratoga.
Hi, this is Alexis Lindsay, a.k.a. Lextasy, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Lextasy, that was another dynamic duo, Lee Ritenour and Larry Carlton, both guitarists and both from Greater Los Angeles, with L.A. Underground from Larry and Lee in 1995. Lee was the composer of L.A. Underground, and in addition to guitars, including Gibson L5, the model used by Wes Montgomery, he provided organ samples and assisted Larry Williams and David Witham on keyboards. Larry Carlton was just on guitars, again, including the L5, Melvin Davis on electric bass, Harvey Mason on drums, percussion by Cassio Duarte, and the horn section of Larry Williams on tenor sax, Bill Reichenbach on trombone, and the trumpet duo of Jerry Hay and Gary Grant. Before a song about L.A., Jeff Koshua had one about the Northern California city of Saratoga from Walk a Mile in 1997. Saratoga, composed by Jeff, featured past, present, and future members of the Rippingtons. Jeff on alto and tenor saxes, plus synth programming, Russ Freeman on acoustic and 12-string guitars, Dave Kohansky on piano and keyboards, Melvin Davis on bass again, Dave Hooper on drums, and Steve Reed with percussion. Taking us into hour two, trumpeter Maynard Ferguson and a song he adopted as his theme, Blue Birdland.
WCWP, Brookville, public radio that rocks, 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
This is hour two of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. Hour one ended with Blue Birdland by Maynard Ferguson from Big Bop Nouveau in 1990, that band's titular debut. 20 years or so before Maynard covered Birdland, regular Birdland, by Weather Report on Carnival in 78, he adopted Blue Birdland as his theme song. It was the work of clarinetist slash saxophonist Jimmy Giuffre. Lots of Jimmys tonight. The Big Bop Nouveau version featured Maynard on trumpet, of course, Christopher Holliday on alto sax, Holliday spelled H-O-L-L-Y-D-A-Y, Glenn Koster on baritone sax, and Tom Boomer Bevan on guitar. Okay, Boomer. Filling out Big Bop Nouveau were the trumpet trio of Wayne Bergeron, Roger Ingram, Kimosabi, and Peter Olstad, Alex Isles on trombone, Rich Berkeley on tenor and bass trombones, Matt Wallace and Gene Burkert on tenor sax, John Toomey on piano, Jim Donica on acoustic bass, and Dave Tull on drums. There's a Bluebirdland reprise at the end of Big Bop Nouveau's live last track, the Maynard Ferguson hit medley. Hour two begins on House Arrest by Pieces of a Dream. House Arrest.
This is Travis Demers, the radio voice of the Portland Trailblazers, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thanks, Travis, newly inducted WCWP Hall of Famer. That was Spyro Gyra with Summer Fling. Two more weeks from the Deep End in 2004, not to be confused with a 1997 song of theirs by that name, The Deep End. Original member Jeremy Wall was the writer of Summer Fling. He may not have played for Spyro Gyra anymore, but he still contributed compositions. Members of the band in 2004 were Jay Bekenstein, who played saxophone on Summer Fling, led by soprano, Julio Fernandez was on guitar, Tom Schumann on keyboards, and Scott Ambush on bass. Guests on Summer Fling were Don Harris on trumpet, Billy Kilson on drums, and the percussion duo of Ciro Baptista and Danny Sadownick. Danny was the sole percussionist on the song before that. A Little Something by Nelson Rangel from Always. Yes, Always. In 1999, Nelson wrote A Little Something with fellow saxophonist David Mann. No sax for Dave, but lead alto and what sounded like backing tenor for Nelly. Dave, or David Sanborn, was Nelson's saxophonic inspiration, and you can hear the resemblance with Andy Snitzer as well. On alto, anyway. George Whitty played synth bass, samples of Marcus Miller, Dean Brown on guitar, and Barry Danielian on flugelhorn. And we started the set with Pieces of a Dream, whose entry was the house music-inspired House Arrest on Pillow Talk in 2006. The title track bears no affiliation to the 1959 Rock Hudson Doris Day romantic comedy. As for House Arrest, it was written by Pieces co-founder Curtis Harmon with Benny Sims, each on keyboards, synth bass, and drum programming. Fellow co-founder James Lloyd played piano with Eddie Backus Jr. on saxophones, led by alto like Nelson Rangel. Speaking of Nelson's alto influence, David Sanborn, he's featured with Peter White. Next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here at 88.1 WCWP.
Here we go with Peter White featuring David Sanborn. The title is...
Here we go.
Here we go.
Hi, this is Marc Antoine. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM at WCWP.org.
Marc Antoine was featured on acoustic guitar for David Benoit's cover of Moon and Sand on David Benoit and Friends in 2019, an album recorded at United Recording Studio A in Hollywood, California, like the Studio A in Tokyo for Cassiopeia. Moon and Sand was composed by Morty Palitz, Alec Wilder, and William Engvik. The first recording of their composition came in 1941 by Xavier Cugat and his Waldorf Astoria Orchestra with a vocal chorus by Carmen Castillo. David Benoit's arrangement of Moon and Sand is based on the Chet Baker trumpet/vocals version for a documentary about his life, Chet's life, by Bruce Weber. Let's Get Lost was its name, premiering in September 1988, 4 months after Chet's accidental death. Chet recorded the soundtrack, including Moon and Sand, in 87, and the soundtrack was released in 89. Here, David played piano and conducted his orchestra. I told you about Marc Antoine on acoustic guitar, Ken Wilde was on acoustic bass, John J.R. Robinson on drums, and percussion by Luis Conte. The middle song was Mackenzie Portage by bassist Mark Egan from About Now in 2014. Mark's composition was about Mackenzie Portage Road in Kenora, Ontario, Canada. He played electric basses, including fretless, with Mitchell Foreman on Rhodes piano and Danny Gottlieb on drums, Mark's fellow founding member of Pat Metheny Group. Peter White went and started the set with Here We Go, the title track to his 2012 CD written by Peter with keyboardist DC and featuring David Sanborn on lead alto sax. Peter and or DC played synth bass and drum and percussion programming on Here We Go, but Peter was solely on acoustic guitar like Marc Antoine. There was also Philippe Sace on piano and keyboards and the horn section of Andrew New, N-E-U, on alto and tenor saxes, Mel Scott on baritone sax, and Gabriel the Gun for hire on flugelhorn. Keiko Matsui will be singing Red, instrumentally, when she leads off tonight's last segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. That's next.
WCWP.org. It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari, here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Google Translate says this Keiko Matsui title is Italian for singing red. Rosso cantabile.
Hey, it's Jay Mirabli, and you're listening to the only show that gets me to kick back and relax, Instrumental Invasion with my man, Mike Shamari.
Thank you, Jay Mirabli. That was Ken Navarro and no one else with Love Is Everywhere, the title track to his April 7th, 2023 album, written and performed entirely by him. Ken's instruments on Love Is Everywhere, the song, were acoustic and electric guitars, bass, keyboards, and drum and percussion programming. Before Ken, guitarist Paul Brown quadrupled the output. Four guys on 7 and 7 from Promised Land in 2022. 7 and 7 had double the guitarists as Paul wrote it with Shane Theriault. Paul was on lead guitar and Theriault on rhythm guitar, bass, and keyboards. Huge Groove was featured on tenor sax and Gordon Campbell played drums. Jimmy Branley played drums at the start of the set for Keiko Matsui's Rosso Cantabile, not Cantabile like Jay Mirabli. And Rosso Cantabile is on Euphoria, released March 31st, a week before Love Is Everywhere, and principally recorded at United Recording Studio A, like David Benoit and Friends. For her composition, Keiko played piano and Suzuki's Melodica brand, Melodeon. Randy Waldman arranged Rosso Cantabile and arranged and conducted the Euphoria strings. J.P. Moreau was on guitar, Rico Ballet of the Rippingtons on bass, Jimmy Branley on drums, as I said, and Luis Conte back on percussion. Let's bring back Paul Brown and Shane Theriault for the last song of the evening, Over the Top by Les Sabler from Flying High, which came out February 3rd. Again, Paul and Theriault wrote it, but Paul merely produced and mixed it otherwise. Theriault still plays rhythm guitar, keyboards, and bass, plus drum and percussion programming. Les plays lead guitar and Greg Vail is on flute. Thank you very much for listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed putting it together. Over the Top by Les Sabler means this show is over. Until next week. So long.